I think he's at the Chiltern.
That's London, right?
Yeah.
I'm at a Chiltern.
I thought you were at the Chiltern. I saw your post.
Yeah.
Why did you pick this time? It's kind of late there, isn't it?
Yeah, because you assholes. I don't have a choice.
This is late for you.
Man, I would never do that.
By the way, I flew in here from Dubai this morning, so I'm technically, It's 2 a.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop, podcast about things we find interesting. And hopefully you do too. Some people do. We're finding our numbers on Instagram is growing. Our podcast listenership is growing. It's just, we'd be growing faster if we could have regularly scheduled episodes. But unfortunately,
always difficult for us, Dave.
Our lives are pretty busy. Omar, never in particular. It'd be interesting to have him tell you a little about his life, but we'll get there. Thanks for joining us. It is episode number 68. We are well past the point where we should have stopped. We're going to keep right on going, and really close to everyone's favorite number. So
we were excited when we made it to episode 10. I was just re-listening. We were so excited when we got to 10. Yeah, we're at 68.
We're almost at triple digits.
If you guys like wanted out of this podcast,
yeah,
like how do you think you would do it? Would you blame it on your
how
wife?
Would you do it? No, you'd say I want out. It's not no. It's not the firm.
Yeah, I think you make it tough, Josh. It would have to be more thought put in because I don't know how I can tell you.
If you two guys don't think that I already have a backup of other co-hosts just waiting in the wings, you're sorely mistaken.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if you want to bail out, you just say the word and I'm bringing in Omar 2.0 tomorrow.
You have a disaster recovery plan in place?
There's, of course. You got to have a disaster recovery plan.
It's called the disaster squared plan.
Yeah.
Well,
I've got 7 Pakistani guys waiting for my call right now.
You know, speaking of, I went to a fight two days ago, a MMA combat, it's called Karate Combat,
okay,
in Dubai, and they had a lot of Pakistani Indian fights.
Really? Yeah. Pakistan, yeah. Like a Pakistani versus an Indian.
Yeah.
And yeah. Did they promote it that way?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
And I never felt more Pakistani in my life. When the guy won from the Pakistan, he started going, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Allah. And I started saying it with him. I never felt more Pakistani in my life.
You were excited.
Yeah.
I don't even know what takbir means. Allah
Rukwar
means Allah is great.
Right. That I got. Yeah, that I got. But takbir, I don't know.
Did you gamble on these? Is there gambling involved? Or is that illegal?
There actually is gambling involved, but I didn't gamble, which is it's actually interesting that you brought that up as an option. But yeah, that's the whole point of it, is that it's they want you to encourage you to gamble.
Well, welcome to the world of sports.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, in this one, though, it's a crypto league.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
So what that means is that because you're part of the league, you sort of own it as well. So if you lose and you bet and you lose, you still got to break even.
Oh, that's weird.
Because your losses go back to the house, which also means you own a piece of.
All right. That sounds clean and legit.
Well, it's going to sound like our listeners growing. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Way to bring it back. Way to bring it back. All right. Well, let's kick off this episode.
Hold on. Are both of you nerds? Wait. Are you both of you nerds wearing FTS t-shirts right now?
Yeah, of course. We're wearing merch.
Wait, was that planned?
No.
So I'll tell you how I'm doing. I'll go first because what I was going to say is my intro.
Dave, how are you doing? Did you want to squeeze in that one? Dave, how are you doing?
I'm glad you asked. I'm doing fine, but one thing that's been bothering me lately is, Josh has been posting a lot of things on Instagram and TikTok and everything, and YouTube, right? You're popping up on YouTube
as well.
I have And I realized that for many, many episodes, we were on camera, but I was not prepared to be publicly on camera. Right. So many, many episodes, I look like I just woke up. My hair is all over the place. I mean, look like a disaster.
Yeah.
So I meant to thank Josh for that. But this time,
you're not alone, Dave. You're not alone because none of us knew that those videos were ever going to make it in any way to the public. And now that we've taken this step up, we've gone back and gone through the tapes and to put together all these clips for our listeners. Hey, we threw the video up. People want video. So we're not prepared for video.
No preparation.
But we're giving it to you.
Yeah.
Omar, you're topless in a few of them, just FYI.
Yeah.
So the third nipple just come out at some point. Yeah.
That's right.
That's not it.
So anyway, I saw Josh was wearing his T-shirt, and I thought I'm going to put on mine and see how long it took you to find it. So where are we at? We're 10 minutes in or so. You finally discovered it, but I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. But I have two other hosts. If you can tell on the podcast here, I have good buddy Josh. Josh, how you doing lately?
Well, Omar hates when I say I'm doing well, but I'm actually doing okay. I got a little reprieve, so my as you know from the last podcast, the last episode, I was away in Spain visiting my daughter. Well, my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law, went out to visit her right after us. And that's great, except the negative to that is that someone has to watch their two dogs. And you guys are both dog people, right? I mean, obviously.
Not the moment.
Not so much, Dave? Not anymore?
Well,
You like dogs?
Yeah,
you
they're
have
fine.
Had a dog most of your life.
Not growing up, and we've had dogs recently.
Adult life.
I'm about 50-50. I like the freedom of not having a dog.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. So we already have a dog, but she has two. And she to watch three dogs is another level of ridiculousness. I mean, we're so set in our ways with our dog, who's got such a schedule and is, you know, 10 years old. So she's no worry whatsoever, no problem. And then to throw these two dogs into the mix was unbelievable. But the one is a bigger dog. He's a little bit needy. He needs attention all the time. He paws you if he wants you to pet him constantly. So he's a good dog, but a little annoying. The other one is this little pug, who's the cutest little thing in the world. Cute little black pug. You look at his face. He's so sweet and he's so affectionate, but he's a little asshole. And it seems to be very much on purpose, because even though this dog is over 2 years old, he still has to wear a diaper. Because he's just not trained properly. And so an hour after my sister leaves for the airport, they drop the two dogs off. An hour afterwards, he shits right in our living room.
I thought he was wearing a diaper.
Yeah, but the diaper only covers the number ones. His ass is not covered with this diaper.
Really?
Yeah, it's a weird diaper.
I would think it would cover. I guess you don't.
You would think. You hear diaper and that should cover everything, but it does not cover.
But I guess it would be almost more of a mess to have to. Yeah.
Correct. Who the hell wants to clean that up?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I've never thought through the dog diaper. I'm glad you pointed that out to me.
Yes. So, I don't know if there are diapers for dogs to cover their ass, but this one does not. And the dog shit four times over the course of the week. Pissed a couple times as well. And he's just the cutest little dog, but it's like it's almost like he's doing it out of spite. And we would take him out constantly. It didn't matter. He would come back in. And the worst part was they all had to sleep with us at night. So
what?
My wife and I are in – yes. My wife and I are in bed, and all three dogs are in bed with us.
Stop it. No.
You couldn't move. You couldn't move. And the little one would wriggle out of his diaper in the middle of the – like I'd wake up in the middle of the night because it was moving, and I'd feel him like, oh, my God. No diaper. Then I'd have to search in the bed, find the diaper, put it back on him. It was a week of no sleep, a little bit of a nightmare.
Do you want to wait for Omar to be off of TikTok here before
Omar,
go any
further? Are you paying attention to this podcast?
I'm not going to partake in you ripping on dogs.
I'm not ripping on dogs. I love dogs, and I love these two
He's
dogs.
Allowing
I really
two
do.
Stranger dogs to sleep in his bed. That is. Going
That's,
way above and beyond.
How much love do you want out of me, Omar? All three dogs slept in the bed. We could have easily just put them somewhere else and put them in a different room and shut the door.
Yeah, I guess
Although
that's
they would
true.
Have scratched the door the whole night. It would have been a nightmare.
Well, I mean, why can't you, your sister would know, why can't you put them in a crate?
Well, there is a crate for the little one, but we didn't want to do that. I mean, we didn't want to do that, but we ended up having to do that, especially when we couldn't supervise him. You know, like, yeah, we were going out or I was working and my wife went out. I put him in his crate because this guy's dropping bombs all over my house.
Oh, is the doggy again?
He's over two. Too old to be doing that. Too old. And he doesn't do it at home. He doesn't do it at her house, which again brings me back to the point that I think he's just a little bit of an asshole. I think he's like, screw you guys. I can't believe I'm left here. So I'm going to wreak a little havoc. I'm going to show you my displeasure with my current situation. Anyway, it was a long week. It was a very long week.
Yeah.
Finally, they came back, picked them up, and it's been, you know, back to sleeping, back to normal. It's been, you don't appreciate how good your one dog
ask is. Of your sister to have you take care of two dogs, one that's not potty trained, and it's got to sleep in your bed. I mean,
listen, they watch our dog when we're away. And we do, and we return the favor. The difference is, it's usually at like a 1 or 2 day clip.
Yeah.
For a week, it just took its toll.
Yeah.
It's a long time to sleep that way and to watch this dog and fear that that there's a mess somewhere that you haven't come across yet.
Omar, would your dog sit? And would you let those dogs?
Omar had two dogs for a while, but here's the difference.
But they're his dogs.
They're his dogs, number one. And I told my sister this too. I said, I even brought up Omar. I said, you got to do what he does. He puts his dog first with a professional trainer. Right, Omar? Don't you do that? Did you send them to a professional trainer? Don't you do that? Am I wrong? What's this evil villain left?
I mean, I guess I did that. But my dogs,
dogs were so good.
Yeah, they're very well behaved.
Well, Chachi Boy, yeah. I mean, Lou, yeah. I mean, they both had their issues. And
Hold on. Let me tell the audience this.
Yeah.
There's been several occasions I've been in New York with Omar. Yeah. And we walk the streets of Manhattan.
Right.
Manhattan.
No leash.
And he's got his dogs off the leash. Yeah, off the leash in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So there's nothing says more obedient than that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that I don't know how you're doing it. You must have a process.
He's got a guy. He's got a guy who he gives them to. He doesn't know what happens. He turns a blind eye. This guy probably beats the living shit out of these dogs, knocks them into place, and then returns them and say, here you go. Here's your obedient dogs. And then over goes, thank you, and gives them a boatload of money.
$1 million and thank you.
Yeah. Yes, there you go. Right? Isn't that how that's
Omar,
a transaction?
Would you have two strange dogs stay in your bed if you were dog sitting? Would you?
Nah, this is a fair point.
They're not strange. I know the dogs, but yes, they are. They're not my dogs.
Yeah,
but yes.
I'm trying to think the last time I watched somebody else's dog, and I don't know. I know it is taxing.
Yeah, it's taxing because it adds to your daily routine. At the takeout, dogs.
It's like Tiedemann's dog, I think. And like, I like names. When dogs like pull me when they're walking. That's
okay,
annoying.
This is not even close to the to what
diaper.
I was talking about.
An empty diaper. Pull you.
I got a dog in a diaper who's dropping dookies all over my house. I mean, it's like this is not relate to the dog.
Oh, actually, you want to know what? That's actually a good point. I dated somebody recently, not recently, but in the last year who had a dog.
Okay.
And it didn't work because of the dog. Dog would always like
because of the dog.
My house.
The relationship didn't work because of the dog.
Yeah.
What? Hmm. What? Explain, please.
No, the dog would, when a dog would stay over, it would have accidents. I don't want to date anybody who has a dog. I want my dogs to be number one, number two, and number three, whatever. I don't need anybody else's dog.
I can see you being that way.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. That's very different.
I thought you would
be one of those guys who's open arms to all dogs.
No, I am like on the street. Right? But like in a relationship, no interest.
Right. Once they come into your domicile, different story. I mean,
how many other dogs have
get it.
Broken through your like, oh, I love that dog. No.
But I do love these dogs. I just love them not in my house. I've spent a ton of time with these dogs. It's my sister's dog.
Okay, so what happens next time?
Well, that's the problem. So I told her when they got back, I explained to her, I'm like, look, this was a different story than anything we've ever faced watching your dogs. So here's the scoop. You either give them to Omar's taskmaster and correct them, or I can't do it again. I just can't do that. I can't go through that again.
Well, she says kennel. Would you intervene if she said kennel?
No, why would I intervene? She is a person that watches them. The difference is it's expensive, especially to watch two dogs. So it's we do each other a favor. It's nice that we're able to do that for each other.
Yeah.
Just a week just broke me.
Yeah, that's a long
time. It
was
too long. And so she gets it. She understands completely that that's not cool. That's not acceptable.
Where did your sister go? Bora Bora?
If you didn't spend this is the point. You're the co-host of this show. Mm. If you had actually paid attention like Dave and I do at all times during the show, you would know that she went to Spain to see my daughter.
Hey, Bora Bora is in Spain, for the record.
No, it's not. It is not in Spain. It's nowhere near Spain.
It's not
the record.
Well, it's kind of like Hollywood, Missouri. Are you sure there's not a Bora Bora in Spain? You can't. No.
There's no Bora Bora in Spain.
No.
Good try. Good try. That's how I'm doing, Dave.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. Omar is our other host. He has been through quite a week. How are you doing? What do you want to tell us about your week so far, Omar?
Huh. Well, I was in Abu Dhabi and Dubai for a week. I had two events, and one of them was rained out from historical biblical floods in the region. There was also a war going on in the region.
I don't think rained out is an appropriate way to describe it. You were flooded out.
That's fair. Yeah. There was literally they got more rain in 24 hours than they've gotten in 75 years.
Is that true?
Leave it to Omar to hold an event in the desert and be flooded out.
Get rained out.
Literally in the desert. And they were saying how the reason why it happened, this is the gringos, of course, it's because they fly around in airplanes in the Middle East, and they seed the clouds.
What do you mean they seed the clouds? Really?
Yes.
You can do that?
Yes.
That's in the cartoons. That's not real.
No, that's what I said.
That sounds made up.
It actually is true, but it only has like a 5-10% impact on the extra rainfall.
Yeah.
So it didn't really have a material effect.
Until now.
But it was insane because we ended up having to stay in Abu Dhabi another night. And, you know, we stayed at the Four Seasons. So it wasn't that big a bad, except for the fact, of course, the next day we had to cancel our event. But we drove down, and I don't know if you guys have ever had an experience like this before, but when we were driving down from Abu Dhabi to Dubai, there was hundreds of cars that were broken and pulled over on the side of the road. Okay.
Wow.
And people walking around with no shoes on. Almost with a dazed look on their face. It felt like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, like a scene from like an apocalyptic movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, crazy.
Have you been in Missouri? That's a common – you go south to St. Louis.
That's called Tuesday in Missouri.
Yeah. Is that the Ozarks?
Yeah, that's on your way. That's how you get there. Yeah. You drive until the gas is out. You take off your shoes and start walking.
That's it.
The Missouri way.
So – And the other thing is that, like, in the region, like, this is interesting, but, like, in very many ways, Desis, meaning Indians and Pakistanis, who are the majority of the workers in the region, are very much the black people of Abu Dhabi.
I don't know how that comment goes down.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
I don't know how to touch that comment. That's a tricky one.
Well, I'm saying in the sense that, like, they
the minorities.
Are, when people meet me,
yes.
They assume that I'm like a worker.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, that's a weird analogy.
Don't love it.
Gave, but
it's still,
yeah, I don't,
it probably should be edited out.
Not really.
I see where you're going. Okay.
I feel like I cut that one out Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. That's a tricky one. But yes, yeah. I get what you're saying. Yes, I do get what you're saying.
Yeah. We just won't put that one on TikTok. That's okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's TikTok worthy.
Address all your emails a care of Omar at FDS.
I'd say that, like, and the other thing they do is that they end everything with sir. Everything that our driver, or both of our drivers, were Pakistani.
Right.
And yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whatever you want, sir. Everything. But it's a little bit too much. Are you guys referred to as sir all the time by people? I don't like it.
You know,
I get it every once in a while, like in a more professional manner, like in, you know, with a driver or something like that. But no, I don't mind it.
It is
weird. Love it.
Josh, we worked with somebody who would constantly use sir.
And we did?
Just a normal conversation. Like, yes, sir. And it was always, yeah. Like that was some.
I'm trying to remember who that is. You have to tell me after the show.
They would do that. I did. I felt like it was almost too deferential. It made me feel uncomfortable. So, but in a service type of a role, I guess I would be comfortable with that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, and Webster called his dad sir, and mom, ma'am. Remember sir and ma'am?
Probably the most, besides my Emirates.
We'll gloss over that 80s sitcom reference.
Yeah, I can't recall. I can't riff on it if I don't remember. But
oh, sorry.
What
you never watch Webster? You didn't watch Webster?
No. Yeah.
You remember Sir and Ma'am? Alex, what was the guy's
name? Karos.
Karos, right. Was the actor, but it was Papadopoulos.
He paid for the lines.
He played for the Lions.
Yes, he played for the Lions. That's exactly right. Go ahead.
But my friend gave me this, one thing that's I learned in Dubai. The other highlights were my Emirates flight, which was the best airline in the world.
Oh, I took Emirates once. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Amazing.
Well, what are the seats like? What's the construction on the? Is it 3x3 still or?
No,
bigger?
It's not, I don't know what Omar flew, but Emirates is not about, it's the seats are great. That's not what he's talking about. It is, you eat
the
on
food's
demand.
Amazing.
And the food is good. So it's not like, oh, we're serving dinner now.
Right.
It's, you get a menu and you can order whatever you want, whenever you want to.
I get that. But I was just curious, like, is it also great seating or is it normal seating? Is it?
Yes.
Everything's first class?
Lie flat beds. Is that what you had, Omar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My plane had two, that was a 2-floor plane.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It's amazing. With an escalator.
Yeah, 2-floor. That's what I had, 2 floors.
See, if I could fly those planes regularly, then I would probably, that would do a number on my fear.
There's a bar on my plane.
There's a bar. Yeah, there's a bar. I remember that. You have a TV. You have a nice pillow.
Yeah.
A comforter.
Yep.
You got a remote control. I mean, it's nice. And then you're just ordering smoothies on demand and you're ordering this. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we've got to figure that out.
So nice. So nice.
My Southwest flight coming home from Denver was a disaster. They just make it so uncomfortable. And they make you fear it. It's their fault. It's their fault.
Well, I tell you what's interesting. I met one of the I met my first ever His Excellency.
Nice.
I'm not even kidding. Like literally, he's a number three guy in the government.
Like a prince? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's a royal family there?
Royal family.
Yeah.
And I told my team, there's no way I'm going to call this guy this. This is ridiculous. You know?
What were you supposed to call him? Your Excellence?
Your Excellency.
And what did you say when you met him?
I did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was completely intimidated by this guy.
Yes,
he was.
Yeah,
he met me and he said, eventually he said, "What do you want to do? What will you bring to this region?"
I was
like,
oh my god!
I was like, a laugh. I don't know.
Have you heard of question?
But I'm like, I gotta ask.
I brought some toiletries.
Well, when I met the guy, I'm like, I gotta have one question to ask him. It's gonna be at least mildly interesting to him. And so the question I asked him was, why aren't there high-speed trains throughout the region?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Good question.
What do you think his answer was?
Not yet. Right? Was that his answer? Not yet? There will be?
Perhaps, but there's a reason why it hasn't happened yet.
Do people not travel city to city? That's not a big
problem. Yeah, what's the answer?
Very much so.
What's the answer?
It can't be the terrain. I would think it would be a...
No, I think they'd be...
It's a flat land, right?
The airlines.
Went to each airlines.
Country and told them, if you do a high-speed train, we're going to go out of business.
Stupid airlines again.
Wow. That's not true, though, because people need to go across the pond. People need to go – those people go to all over the globe.
What are you talking about? There's no ponds in the Middle East.
I don't know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they need to go places the trains won't, even high-speed trains.
It would dent their demand.
Yeah. It would dent their demand. It wouldn't kill it.
Yeah. So why not?
So, but the most – interesting part of my trip was not necessarily culture specific. I got to know this guy better, and I won't say his name for reasons you'll understand in a second, but he gave me three incredible ways to enjoy yourself further in a bar.
Okay.
Oh, let's hear it.
Break it down.
Okay.
By the way, I thought you were going to say three wishes.
Yeah. And now two of them are like the picking up perspective.
Okay.
And the third one is just really just enjoying yourself and with your friends. All right. So I'll start with the enjoying yourself with your friends thing. All right. Yeah. And this one's called Somebody's Daughter.
He has names for them?
Yes.
Okay, good. How does Somebody's Daughter work?
Somebody's Daughter means if you're with your buddies, okay.
Yeah.
And you see a pack of girls in a bar. Okay. You just start buying them drinks. Now, to be clear, they don't know who it's coming from. Okay.
Oh, you don't take credit.
And each of your buddies, you pick one horse.
Oh, okay? God. I don't know if you should describe it as a horse.
Well, okay, fine. You pick one woman.
Yes,
that you
there
think
you go.
We'll be able to be the last one standing.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. That's not right.
Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
Yes.
When it's over, the winner gets 20% of the pot.
What pot?
Each of your buddies puts in $100.
What the hell's going on over there?
These ideas were okay. That's what. Number two is called... Komodo dragon.
Oh, God. I don't even know where this is going.
No, this is good. Ready? Komodo dragon's actually fast. You go up to a girl at a bar.
Okay. Yeah.
You go up to her and you go, I love your earrings.
Okay.
And you walk away. It could be anything. Let's say your earrings. I love your earrings. Your earrings are incredible. You walk away. Right?
Okay.
And then you come up to her later and you go, hey, it's earrings. You start talking to her.
That's a stupid idea.
Because what's true is that, listen to me, hold on a second. This is true about me too. People love to be complimented about someone that they have choice in what they're wearing.
They also don't like to be called earrings or something that is just very shallow and surface level.
The second part you were going well. The second step is very sketchy. Hey, it's earrings.
Yeah, I don't know who this dude is that's telling you this. Is this the Saudi Arabian Bill Cosby that's giving you this advice?
Yeah.
Let's real quick, because this is the longest "How you doing, Omar" segment we've ever had in our life.
The third one's called "Buy yourself a drink." Well, you buy yourself a drink. And you thank the girl for buying you a drink. Thank you so much for buying me this drink.
Yeah, but
and
then they're going
to walk away.
They deny it.
I didn't buy you that drink.
Right.
Is the key you have to walk away before she can deny it? Can then
are you doing it sarcastically? Or are you saying it sarcastically? You're saying
because
it like
she
actually did buy you
somebody
the drink.
Else bought him this drink. He must be somebody I want to get to know.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying. So you're making it like you mistakenly picked the wrong person who bought you the drink.
Right.
Got it. Now one is actually legit. That one's not bad.
Have you guys ever met a woman before in a bar?
Yes. What are we, robots?
I'm going to say no to that question.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, I feel like I forgot how
my marriage. What?
Because my new thing now, when I meet women, all I tell them about are my ideas, including, by the way, the coffin.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
I'm alone right now.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of how's Omar doing.
Your idea of the buy a drink, say, look, I don't, you know, I just want to buy you this drink because I just think you're, I don't know what was the whole thing. Like, I think you're amazing or something. And then you walk away.
No. His thing from another podcast episode was where he said, today's your lucky day. I'm going to buy you a drink.
Okay.
And I don't want to talk to you.
No conversation. Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's actually a good one.
That was a good one. Remember that? He told us that a few episodes ago. That was actually clever.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right, that's enough of how Omar's doing. That's
sorry. What time is it where you are at, Omar? Just give people perspective.
Oh, it's midnight.
Midnight, and you just flew in from the Middle East, right?
Dubai, yeah.
He's in London. He's in London.
What a trooper this guy is up to this podcast.
Now, if you would just pay attention, that'd be great. But yes, that's
just hold on.
Commendable.
Hold on. You got lots cooking in that brain of yours, so keep it going. Yeah. All right, so let's just get this podcast started.
Wow.
We do have an email, and I want to pause just real quick before we go into our topics. But if you'd like to email us, our email is friends@fts.media. Or, of course, you can always do davejoshomar@gmail.com.
Right.
We have a website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. We're on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at friendstalkingshop. Spell that out. No FTS, just at Friends Talking Shop. And forward them to your friends, follow us, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Now, before we kick things off, we did get an email just under the gun from a guy named JR. And Jay, we appreciate your email.
Josh, JR? Can... What is this, Dallas? Yeah. Who shot JR?
His name is Jay, J-A-Y. His last name begins with R.
Does he
wear a giant fucking cowboy hat?
Yeah. He didn't send a picture.
Before, Josh, you want to read the email real quick, but before we start, the idea is here is last episode, Omar had two really lame ideas and then one possibly genius idea for a company. And we got a lot of feedback this week that's been very positive on this idea. So, Josh, you want to read our email from JR?
Omar, you're gonna listen to this because this has everything to do with you. But so
my ideas are all brilliant. Thank you.
Well, listen, he liked one of them. I'm gonna read you his email. He writes, he titles it episode 67, which is our last episode. He says, great episode, one of the best. That's a great start. Thank you, Jay. Omar's third idea is a home run. And by the way, I love that he spells your name U-M-A-R. That is a true fan who knows.
Got it right.
Who knows that you mentioned that in an episode, that that's actually the actual spelling of your name, not O-M-A-R, as we've all used many times. He says, you got to give him credit for that. Omar's third idea is a home run, he says, Omar. Ask your kid if they would give up Snap Crap. I assume he's talking about Snapchat, but that's his clever way of titling it. They would say no. Ask them if their friends got rid of it, and they would as well. We know we are stuck to our phones, and we would rather not be. It's great for dates because I hate when I'm on a date and she looks at her phone throughout dinner. I'm ready to stick her with the bill and leave, is what he says. Now, he's referring to one of Omar's million-dollar ideas.
Yep.
That he gave in the last episode, which was basically, in short, a box at a restaurant that you put your phone in and it's locked. It's glass. You can see through it. But that gives you – the restaurant incentivizes you to do that. So that's a special box that charges it, blah, blah, blah.
So you don't. You can have a dinner without looking at your phone.
Correct. That's the idea. Okay. So Jay goes on to say, it's great for dates. Oh, I said that part. He's ready to stick with the bill. Charging to phone while in the box is genius. He says that, Omar. He loves that aspect of it. He says, put a QR code on it, and the person will receive a discount for dinner and a coupon from another sponsor of said box. Who knows? A sponsor like Deacon Whiskey, maybe. Collect points from various establishments, and it becomes something like a frequent flyer member. Pretty good idea. The ideas to monetization are really endless. That said, it's the only home run Omar has hit, kind of the blind squirrel theory. And then he has a couple of funny emojis. So that's a great job, guys. Keep it up. J.R. That's a great email. We appreciate that. But he compliments you quite highly there, Omar.
Yeah. He's also missing the social media part, right? When you get like social validation online for being able to say,
I got boxed with so-and-so at so-and-so, right?
Yep, I like his idea of like the frequent flyer program idea of this. Almost like, remember – there was like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a diner's club type thing where if you ate at certain list of restaurants, you got points for any of those restaurants. And you could almost do that in a way with this box. Now, I don't know how much restaurants are going to want to push you to another restaurant. But there's something there.
Well, they're family of restaurants, right?
People that own multiple places.
And
the name, box, vault, or coffin.
I thought the name would be Boxed, B-O-X-apostrophe-D. That's the name of the product. ED. Like,
what
you make
the hell?
It. So you say, make like, I've cool. been boxed.
Yeah.
I've been boxed at this restaurant.
The whole thing with apostrophes and names, I hate it.
Oh,
like, D'Angelo, the rapper.
D'Angelo is his name. That's an actual name.
I think it's an apostrophe in there. I hate apostrophes and names.
Names have apostrophes.
How many people do you know that have apostrophes in their name that you actually talk to?
A lot. Do you know Irish people? Because a lot of Irish people have
Conan
apostrophes
O'Brien.
In their name.
Yep.
O'Brien, O'Connell. There's a lot of – I play. My hockey team is O'Connell's Tavern, where we go. It's O apostrophe.
Isn't pink? That's an
– pink?
Is that an upside-down exclamation point? Maybe that's
different. That's different. That's very different. How many people have an exclamation point in their name, Dave?
Maybe boxed, we put an umlaut over the O on boxed.
A what?
An umlaut.
Umlaut.
Now you're making it fancy.
Omelet?
Look, you're Mr. International. You know what an umlaut is?
We'll workshop that name. There could be something very, very clever with that, but I'm not sure boxed is it.
Well, we got to find a way to make the product. And then I think we've got some groups that we can market this to that will immediately buy this for.
Listen, Jay was awesome enough to write in, but he is not the only person that we've received feedback on about this idea. There have been a couple others, one on Instagram, actually, that gave us a little note that said that she loved it. So there's something there.
Listen,
there's something there, Omar.
How can we make – who do we know that can make this thing so that we can
– it's a fucking box, Dave. Prototype. I'm going to fucking Home Depot right now and make one.
Well, don't degrade it.
We want it to be able to charge.
Oh, that's true.
It's got to have a lock. It's got to have a timer. It's got to have a charger.
A charger.
Yeah, it's got to have a lot of things. It's not just a box at Home Depot.
And like, how do you tie in your social media into it? That's really the very big part of it.
We'll get that all going. But for right now, it's in concept.
I like coffin points. Coffin points or vault.
Well,
let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
Is really something. If I know you guys don't do this, but you guys don't have dinner parties, but if you ever did, right?
Yeah.
And like everyone like puts their phones away.
Yeah.
When you get there, there's nobody's phones. You have to actually talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's by definition going to be a better dinner party.
I want to do this and approach. We can approach some restaurants and tell them this is what we have, and then I'll prototype it. And one of our listeners who wrote in is actually started a company herself, right? It had to do with.
That didn't work out so well.
All right,
but let's not go by that.
But I mean, but she went from concept to product.
To product, that's true.
We're just a bunch of hot air talking about it. Like, we need to actually build.
We can actually do it. We can definitely do it. We can definitely do it.
I think so. We hit.
I don't think it's overly complicated. We just
New York, Philly, and St. Louis. We hit some of the restaurants.
Well, if we pick one restaurant to kind of do proof of concept, and then work out the kinks with one restaurant with how it goes, then we can broaden it out from there.
But I told you about my other idea, right? Five things.
Oh no!
How many topics and things are you going to cover before we actually?
I'm just saying, five things is really good too, but. Another time.
You want that be your
might be your topic.
No, my topic is I want some advice for you guys about some family turmoil.
Oh, good, good, good.
All right,
okay.
All right, well, let's finally get started. Anyway, so don't anyone steal this idea until we get back to you, because
please
be fun.
Don't be a dick about it, Dave. Please.
This is a verbal. This is a consider this a warning.
Yeah.
And we will play this episode in court if we find that anyone's lifted
when
this idea.
It'll be the first time any outside party ever hears it. So.
And I'm actually, in a weird way, I'm kind of hoping someone steals it, and this would be an easier way to money is just to see them collect something and move on with our lives.
Yeah, I agree. No, this is considered an NDA by listening to this podcast.
Yes,
so
correct.
You cannot steal it. All right. So, Omar, let's start the podcast off. Omar, why don't you go first, since you have such a need to share your life?
So I walk delicately around this.
Okay.
But so I was talking to my sister and her husband on FaceTime. This is about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And we're talking about the challenges of being a parent. Right? With kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everyone's kids are fuck ups, right? In different ways. And you're only as happy as your unhappiest child, so to speak. You know, blah, blah, blah.
I agree. That's kind of true.
All true.
So we're talking about it, and I'm empathic, obviously. I'm, you know, with other kids, and then she goes, you know, kids when they're, you know, in their 20s and, you know, they go through stuff. You know, it's one of those things. Like, you have to go through this, like, maturation cycle, and everyone has their things. And then she goes to me, you know, you had your own stuff going on. You had problems. I'm like,
is this sister older or younger? Let's set the stage here. Older. Okay. Okay.
So she knows.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, well, I did, but, like, you know, for example, like, I didn't smoke weed for, like, I don't know, 10 years when I was, like, not sure what the hell I was doing in my life.
Wait. Let me just understand that. You didn't smoke weed when you were younger. What, do you want a statue for that or a medal?
No, I'm saying that, like,
it's the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, at least I'm like, I don't deserve to be able to do that. I have no concept where my life's going. Like, I don't want to become one of those guys who becomes like a zombie or
So what's she referring to then when she says you had your issues?
Well, I'm like, so what do you, I'm like, yeah, she's, well, but you had a real, she's, you had a really bad gambling problem.
And I'm like, is that true?
I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you had a really bad gambling problem. Okay. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, and I got, you know, was, I have no concept what she's talking about. And I go, what are you? I'm like, she goes, don't have to raise your voice. I'm like, okay, I'm not raising my voice, but what are you talking about? What gambling problem are you talking about? She goes, well, in college, you didn't go on, you got mom and dad to pay for your spring break, and you didn't go because you needed the money to pay off. You had such bad gambling debts.
Is that true?
And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not true. I'm like, I couldn't remember it. I'm like,
where did she get that from?
Ago? Huh?
Where did she get that from? Where did she get
that? I don't know. So this is like the definition. I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm like, the conversation went sideways because I wouldn't let her get past it. You know, because like it was, I'm like, listen, you know, I love you. We're going to end this conversation. I'll talk to you later. First thing I did after the call was over, I called my best friend from college.
Oh, why didn't you call your parents?
Parents wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know.
They paid for the spring break. They didn't remember
that.
This is 35 years ago. What would they know?
Stop. I remember all the shit from college.
No, my parents. No, my parents have no idea. So I called my best friend from college, Joe Ferguson, and I said, "Joe." By the way, I haven't thought of Joe in like 3 years.
Okay,
I have a question to ask you. Please be honest if you remember it. Do you remember me gambling?
How do you not remember this yourself? How do you not remember this,
Josh,
yourself?
That's my point. I did not gamble.
Right. So why are you even asking
gambled,
someone
like
else?
$30 there, $30 there, nothing. $50 was a big bet, right?
Fine. But why do you have the need to ask someone else if you did something
because
that you know
you did? Because she gaslit the fuck out of me And I actually believed it.
So she made you think that you did something that you didn't do, that you knew you didn't do. Or at least question whether or not.
Joke with Joe. He's like, no, not at all. You didn't gamble at all.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. So yes. I'm like, so that was about, as I mentioned, 2 months ago.
Yes.
Right? And like, I haven't talked to her since.
What?
I'm fucking furious. I don't know what to do. I talked to her kids, and I didn't talk to her or her husband. I'm so annoyed by this.
Well, can I clarify one thing?
Yep.
Yeah, please.
Did she do this to you? She really thinks you did have this problem, or did she was gaslighting you like she just made it up just to make you crazy? Like, what
I
is her?
I think it's one, two, or the fact that she's so protective of her children. Right.
What does that have to do with her children?
Well, we were talking about the whole concept of like kids being figuring this shit out.
Right.
She's like, well,
do her kids have gambling problems?
No.
So no, then I'm not understanding the derivation then. Is this on brand for her? Has she pulled this stunt or a similar stunt like this before?
I mean, nothing like this.
Okay.
So it's like, do I like. Obviously, I'm going to talk to her again. She's my sister.
Yes, of course, yeah, of right? course.
But like, course. When I talk to her, do I just not bring this up again? Or I say, listen,
no, I would bring it up. I'd bring it up. 100%, okay. You bring it up. 100%, you bring it up, and you let her know that this bothered you. That it bothers you that you this accusation, and you want to know what the origin of the accusation is. Where did you get this from? What makes you think that I indeed did that? Tell me what you heard. Tell me what you remember. Tell me what you saw.
She said I like got my mom and dad to pay for spring break. I didn't go because I paid off a gambling debt.
Stop. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did your parents give you money for spring break?
My parents paid for my spring break when I went. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Where did you go?
I mean, the first year I didn't go. So I didn't know nobody invited me anywhere. But then the other years I went to like Panama City and shit.
Do you have pictures?
This is 35 years ago.
Well, what? I have pictures of my spring break in college.
This is like Donald Trump and E. Jean Carroll. Okay.
No, it's not.
This woman.
Get out of here. This is my point. You know if you went to spring break. I know what I did for spring break all 4 years of college.
You do?
Of course I do.
Do you, Dave?
I remember my spring breaks, yeah.
Of course.
I don't know if I can find pictures, but I
don't remember nursery school, but I certainly remember college. It's not that long ago that you don't have a memory. And something this profound and this is a big thing. This is a big deception of your parents. You would remember that if you did that. That would not be something you'd soon forget or be flippant about. There's no way.
Well, can I paint a scenario that this might be? Let's say Please. Your sister goes to your parents way back when.
Right.
Says, hey, I need some money. And they're like, I want to go on my own spring break. And they're like, no, we can't. We're not going to. Like, did you just pay for Omar's spring break? And they're like, no. Well, you just gave money. Oh, well, that was for a gambling debt. So your parents,
but no.
For a story, so that
my parents would not have known.
Why would his parents that story that was ridiculous?
No, you know what I'm saying.
That was
so insane. Hold on. My point is saying that they told your sister that because they were covering up, like she didn't want to give her money or something.
What?
So they just threw some crazy.
No. She's saying that only she knew. I told her.
Oh well, that's different.
But this is insanity.
It's crazy.
It makes
like,
no
this
sense.
This is the definition of being gaslit, right?
I would 100%.
Only if
I would,
she's teasing you, right?
No! I would come back to her and I would say, look, let's hash this out. I know I didn't do that. I remember all my spring breaks. I was in Panama City this year. I talked to Ferguson, whatever the hell his name is, and he corroborated that I never even had a gambling – I never really even gambled in school, so I don't even know what you're talking about. And why don't you ask your parents? Ask your parents.
I mean, did you gamble at all? Like, do you recall? I mean,
yes.
Just like, was that sort of – so you were a gambler of sorts.
Okay, so you gambled, but that doesn't mean you
– like, not did you have nothing crazy, like $50 here, maybe $100.
Or that adds up. That could add up. So yeah. It never
did
was a situation
where –
did
you have a bookie?
No, the only people in the fraternity house.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Listen, this is crazy. This is an aberration. You have to get to the bottom of. You can't ignore it, by the way, because she's always going to think it. You have to wipe it clean.
Well, Josh, what percent do you think is that Omar has forgotten that he actually had a gambling problem? Zero?
No. Okay, so hold on. Let's back up.
That's right. Fair.
You can have a gambling problem and deny it. Because I knew people in college. Because we definitely had issues with kids in college. This was long before FanDuel and all that crap. So people had bookies in college. There were bookies. And everyone bet through all sorts of bookies. I mean, it was a big thing at my school. A lot of people betting on sports. And I remember one kid specifically. I won't tell you the story, but it's a story for another time. He got into a heap of trouble and had to be bailed out from his parents because of a major gambling debt. Believe me, he will never, ever
forget that. Sounds familiar.
He will never, ever forget that. But you can gamble a lot and not remember exactly to the extent of what you're gambling. So in that regard, I could see her side. But to fool your parent, to go the extra mile and to fool your parents into giving you money to cover that gambling debt, there's no way you'd ever bury that or forget about that. That part of the story, I don't buy whatsoever. Whether or not Omar bet more than he lets on, that's very possible. But the other part, the main accusation, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I gamble when we play golf, I guess.
It's not about that. It's the accusation of taking money from your parents and lying to them. You would remember that. That's not something you'd forget.
Well,
you would forget maybe gambling a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there, and think you only did 10 and 20. You might forget that. But you're not forgetting the ruse on your parents to get them to give you a couple $1,000 to pay off a bookie. There's no way.
Yeah, that'd be quite a psychopath to forget. Yes, the guilt should still be eating you alive if that was an actual story.
And by the way, you've done very well by now. You would have paid them back or at least admitted to it. And I told my parents stuff. So this is a great example. I've had shit happen to me that I went through that I told my parents long after the fact, because it would have bothered them initially. And now it doesn't. Like I had I'll give you the very quick, brief story here, but this is the honest to God truth. In my senior year, I took macroeconomics, or I took an economics course that I needed to take that I probably should have taken earlier, but I didn't. But I needed to take it anyway. And I thought, you know, look, I don't need to go to the class. I can teach myself economics. I thought I was pretty good at it, and I was. I was fine, but. Back then, it was a paper syllabus, you know, and we got a syllabus class one, and then I didn't show up until the midterm, or the class before the midterm, because I thought maybe he'll review some what's going to be on the midterm, and he was passing out the midterm, and I'm like, oh my god! I turned to the kid next to me and I said, is the midterm today? He's passing out the midterm, and the kid, you'll love it, Omar. Kid looked at me and said, no. I said, oh, thank God. He goes, he's returning the midterm. We took it last class. I went cold and I was sweating and I talked to him afterwards and I cleared it all up. It was crazy.
You must have lied to your teeth.
Of course. What am I going to say? I had to go home. I had a family thing. I mean, like keeping up with everything. It wasn't like I was shirking my responsibilities. I was reading everything. I was doing everything that was asked of me.
Shirking.
That's right. Shirking. But he ended up, we made an agreement that the final would be 100% of my grade. And I got an A. I knew what I was doing. But that was something I did not tell my parents at the time and told them many, many years after graduation. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
You get an idea.
I agree. Omar, this is either something you buried way deep that you can't remember or she is misremembering or. Got bad information.
How about if I get like 10 testimonials from people I went to college with?
You don't need testimonials. You just need your own integrity. And that is too big a thing to forget or to put out of your mind or not remember. It's too big. I'm sorry. And that's what you have to tell her.
He already did that. She doesn't believe him.
Yeah, but he has to do it more forcefully because I think what happened was she pressed it so much that
she's an attorney,
bro. Did I do that? I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember doing that.
I think 10 testimonials is just about right.
Yeah, okay. Maybe get an affidavit from Ferguson.
Well, wait. Can I just end with one last thing?
Yeah.
I have a new word.
Anyway.
What? New word?
New word. Ready?
You made up a new word?
Trifficult.
Trifficult?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that mean? Very difficult?
It could. But it also means
what does
something
it mean?
That's tricky and difficult. Trifficult.
Trifficult. I like it.
Trifficult. Trifficult.
You know what? Good? I don't want to like it because I want to push back. But I like it. It's difficult. And this situation is very difficult. It's very
difficult.
Yes, it is difficult.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
All right, let's see if that catches on. This All is right. the power of your TikTok.
Well, I think if the origin of it, it's from the kids cartoon.
Bluey. Oh, so you didn't make it up. I saw it on a cartoon.
Oh.
That's too bad. There goes that.
But we can put it in the description. It's a trifficult. All right. Well,
what's the answer to this? I have to do 10
I told you the answer. I told you the answer. I would go back forcefully. First of all, I'd go to your parents and ask them. Now, they might not remember anything. And if they don't, I mean,
my parents are in their 80s. Are you nuts?
Yeah, I don't think the parents are going to help at all.
You have pictures of yourself in Panama City.
No, he doesn't.
You don't?
He's got the hearsay of Joe Ferguson.
How do you not have pictures? Don't you have any pictures of your college years?
Not every year on spring break, no.
Oh, we took pictures. We have pictures.
Yeah, where do you have those pictures, Josh?
Well, unfortunately, they're in a box somewhere.
Plus, for Omar and I, that's 10 years earlier, so they're not digital back then. I think most of those
pictures. You weren't 10 years before me. Omar's 50. What are you, 53? 52? 52. So it's a 2.5 year difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have pictures.
I don't know where pictures are from my spring break. Are you kidding?
Mine are somewhere in a box somewhere, but I know I have them. I know I have them.
I think that's just as weird as.
All right.
I bet you have a whole closet full of pictures. Every Josh's 1998, 1999.
Oh my gosh. I got it all, Dave. I got pictures of me at summer camp. I got it all.
Oh my gosh.
It all exists.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right, Omar, try to stay up for the rest of this podcast. You got two more topics to get through. You'll do it.
Go ahead, Josh. Why don't you go next to your topic?
All right. So I'm going to make mine kind of quick here, but there was a story that came out. I don't know if you guys saw it, a news story, and I'm going to feed it into something else that to get your take on this. But there was a Texas mom. And did you guys see this story? She was arrested. She went on a cruise. Okay. Do you know this story?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Okay. She went on a cruise. Not so bad, right? Except for the fact that she has an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old kid. And what did she do? She lives in Houston in a high-rise apartment. She decided, I need to get away. And I'm a single mother. But I don't want to bring my kids. So what do? You leave them in the apartment. You give them food. You give them a cell phone to text you, and you set up a camera. And that's what she did.
Wow.
She left for the week. 6 and 8. Gave them a cell phone, set up a camera, and said, see you later, mom. You'll be back in a week. 5 days in, the police find the kids in the apartment. Urine, they said. The quote was, I think, a potent smell of urine in the apartment. Trash everywhere. Food everywhere. It was crazy. She comes back. She was in Puerto Rico, by the way. The cruise was to Puerto Rico.
Oh, I meant someone. Did you meet her?
Did you meet her? Do you know who she is? But she was arrested.
What a disappointment. She was such a gem.
She was so nice. So nice. She's going to be going away for a little while. But she got back and they arrested her the next day for child endangerment, obviously, which is a felony. And in Texas, that's 2 to 20 years.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely. This story is insane to me. First of all, I remember when my kids were 6 and 8, right? I wouldn't go to the store for 5 minutes down the street and leave them alone, right?
What grade is eight? What grade is that?
So 8, I think, is second grade. You're 7 in first grade, I believe. So
were
second
the kids
grade,
cute?
That I don't know. There were no pictures of the kids. They failed to post pictures of the kids. The mother was no looker, though. I'll give you that one. So that's the first thing. That's crazy, right? So I'm thinking, like, do you think that she thought of the cell phone and camera as she was planning the cruise, or do you think it was like an afterthought? You think she was like, I got to get out of here. I got to take a cruise. I don't need to be with these kids anymore. I'm a single mother. I'm out of here. And then she probably told someone and they went, well, you probably should at least leave them with a cell phone so they can get in touch with you. Or do you think she planned it that way? Or
called evidence.
Right. Or do you think she just said, okay, how do I take a cruise without my kids and leave them alone? How do I do that? And then she concocted this plan of the cell phone, the camera, and the food.
Man,
it's crazy.
That is. Well, you lose your kids in that process. But I was trying to think, you know, like when I was 8, I was trying to think what grade. Yeah. Could I have been self-sufficient enough? I mean, to take care of then someone who's in kindergarten would be a tall order.
Can you – hold on a second. If you have like a baby, like let's say a year to 3 years old, okay, and you have a nanny cam, okay, can you go have a drink when the baby's asleep?
How far?
Where? Where?
3 blocks.
3 blocks away?
Yeah.
With a nanny cam that works on your phone?
Yeah, I know people have done that. They've gone to their neighbor's house and they have the video up the entire time of their baby. So I've seen that. But that's neighbor. That's right next door.
Yeah, that's right next
door. You see it. It's almost like being an extension of your own house, except you just went outside to walk in a different door. But I don't think you can go. I wouldn't even go a block away.
A cruise is too far.
Cruise to Puerto Rico.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Far. How about if you're watching a Tom Cruise movie?
Both are unacceptable. You should lose your children in both cases, except for Maverick. Maverick is such a good movie.
This woman needs to lose her children. I'm sorry. It sounds awful, but she needs – this is horribly irresponsible. This
but Omar brings up a good point is how far could you be away? I think it has to do with how quickly can you get back if there's a problem.
That's right.
So
and you have to know there's a – when you're on a cruise, by the way, the Wi-Fi is not good on a cruise. It's not like she
there's
could
all kinds of problems with the cruise. Yeah.
Yeah. Cruise is not exactly easy to stay connected. Let's do that. And even if you're on the cruise and you see something on the camera with your 8 or 6 year old, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're in the middle of the ocean.
Imagine getting the call, the neighbor. Hey, got a strange request. My kids are next door. I'm stuck on this.
Wait a second. Isn't this what happened to Ted Cruz? Didn't he do this?
Ted Cruz did not do this. Ted Cruz left, but he did not do this. But so, look, I'm going to dovetail this because obviously that's crazy. We all agree this woman is nuts. And this is anyone who would even think this is just not right. It's just not right in the head. I mean, there's no other way around it. I don't care if you have a robot butler that spits out frozen pizza for them every night and does all this. You can't leave a 6 and 8 year old home alone. It's insanity.
Well, the robot butler puts a spin on it.
I think
it's 10 minutes away. How about 10 minutes away?
Here's what I find acceptable. Let's say she had to go all the way downstairs to the lobby to get a package.
Oh, sure. 6 and 8, of course.
She could do that.
But what about going to a restaurant on a date and a restaurant 5 minutes away?
No. No. No good. I told you.
With the camera? Yeah. I mean,
No. It's unacceptable. These kids are too young. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
What if someone knocks at the door, even though you tell them not to, or someone breaks in or something? It doesn't – it's not – they're not of the age.
Well, I'm not advocating for anything. It does. There is a level, you know, 30 seconds, fine. Minutes, fine. Two minutes. Where is the cutoff?
Right. You take a shower. I remember my kids were young and I'd be like, I really want to take a shower. And I'd put on a TV show and go take a shower and they were fine for 10 minutes.
Well, didn't you have a friend who would shower with his kids when they were 6 and 8?
Well, yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah. We shamed him quite. And he thought,
oh my
that was
God, guys,
normal.
By the way, can I tell you what happened to me tonight? By the way, this is crazy.
Dude, your Tourette's is, I mean, I'm not even done with this topic. Can I finish it first? And then you can go into your whatever you're dreaming about.
It'd be easier if you stop surfing the net.
I'm trying to find somebody else because how about trying to find people whose last name ends with Cruz?
What? Oh, jeez.
Trying to,
is this what you do?
What's the Penelope Cruz?
Yes, Penelope Cruz. Yes, there's a lot of cruises. So this is not. So anyway, let me tie this in here.
Right.
So
I harked back. Sorry. But that's so what I was noticed, to be clear.
Back in, of course, anything but listening to the podcast itself. So back in January, I went and visited my parents down in Florida. And we were at the pool. My wife and I were at the pool. And there was a woman there, and she had two young kids that she was there visiting her in-laws, actually. They were 3 and 5, her kids. Really nice girl. We got to talking with her. Her family was great. We exchanged conversation. It was great. But she ended up telling us, because we're like, wow, you came down to visit your in-laws without your husband. She's like, oh yeah, I do that all the time. This is my third time down this winter, we just to get away. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then she proceeded to tell us that she's taken her sons to concerts, because she was, I don't know how we got into that part of the conversation, but she was taking them to an upcoming concert, right? Yeah. And then we said, wow, 3 and 5, that seems young. And then she went into, oh, that's nothing. I took them to see Pink Floyd, Green Day. I took them to Rent. They've seen Hamilton. I've taken them to Smashing Pumpkins. And I'm thinking, 3 and 5? Like, I don't want to judge this woman. She's really nice, and I'm sure she's a very good mother.
Is she on mushrooms?
No, not that I'm aware of. She could have been microdosing. But that doesn't that seem a little young to take kids to a Smashing Pumpkins concert or Green Day concert?
The volume of the music, I would think, would be really tough on a young kid. Yeah.
Now, I did ask that, and she did have earplugs. Right. But still, I mean, that seems I don't know.
But, you know, if they took him to a baseball game, you'd be fine, right? People do that all the time. Have a kid and a beer in the other and drop the kid, catch a ball.
A little different than taking him to see Green Day. Don't you think? Maybe Hamilton is fine.
Pink Floyd is kind of.
Yeah, Pink Floyd is a little mess him much.
Up. Yeah,
but like to see it. But like seeing Rent and Hamilton. Okay. I think that's okay. But when you're 3, are you really getting what's going on in this musical? Are you following the plot at all in Rent and Hamilton? I mean, when you're 3, it just seems like a waste of money to me more so than anything else. But taking him to a Smashing Pumpkins or Green Day or Pink Floyd, that seems a little over the top.
Unless it was an outdoor – what was it, outdoor theater? Sit on
the
grass.
Good question. I don't know. Let's say it is. Does that make it any better? Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I think if you sit on the grass, you got some place to sort of play.
And Omar, what do you think? 3 and 5, outdoor venue versus indoor venue? Does that make it any better?
I mean, if it's a Barney concert or something like that, I don't think it's at all appropriate.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I said. Because my wife and I were like, boy, we really liked her. She was really nice. But we went back and like, wow, we would never take the kids to anything remotely close like
that. And would you trust her taking your kids out somewhere?
Well, I don't really know her. I only know her from one conversation.
Well,
I would trust her.
Data points. I mean, the judgment. Her judgment's clearly flawed.
Yes. Yes. I think that's a little weird.
Who would you trust with your kids more, her or me?
Oh, God. Oof.
Really?
She's a mother, too. Well,
you've got a gambling problem.
What's the scenario? So. What's the scenario? Yeah, you have a vicious gambling problem. What's the scenario, Mark?
Your kids are 5 and 8.
Okay. Where are we, though? Where are you watching?
You guys are going on a cruise.
Now I'll give them to that woman. If I'm going out to dinner, you get them. Going out to dinner, no problem.
A cruise for a
week in your care? No, thank you. I'm going to take a hard pass on that one.
All right, you ready for my topic?
Yes, do it, Dave.
What happened to me tonight.
Oh yeah, what happened? Go ahead.
Because this is honestly, and I didn't know how to handle it, and I don't know how you guys would handle it, but I was walking up the stairs a few hours ago and back from the loo at the Chiltern, actually. And there's a father walking with
– from the bathroom. You went to the bathroom.
Yes. Up the stairs ahead of me and at the very end. And I see him with his – I'm assuming is his daughter, who's probably 6 to 8 years old, tops.
Mm.
Okay?
Yep.
He puts his hand – he has his hand behind her.
Okay.
And his hand, his right hand, is cupping her butt.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
Okay.
This is what I saw.
This is probably very innocent. Innocent. When your kids are – look, you don't have kids. When your kids are 5, 6, 7, you pat them on the butt all the time. All the time.
Dave?
I don't want to I don't know. Unless
Dave, you know that's true, right? Don't you?
Yes. When your kids are little, you don't.
Yes,
think
when your kids are little, it's affection.
All right. Okay, fine.
Wait, was he holding her?
Like, It was not a pat on the butt.
Now, was he cupping and moaning? Because that combination is no, right, that's no good.
Dave, let's go to your topic, Dave. Let's go to your topic.
Was he cupping and saying to you, hey, check this out? Because that also inappropriate. Very inappropriate. Not right.
My topic. Go ahead. All right. I also read an article this week, and it Show got off. Me thinking, yeah, yes, I will read. And I'm inspired by Omar to think outside the box. And it was an article about downtown St. Louis, which I don't live downtown St. Louis. I live a little west of St. Louis. But apparently there is a three by three block area in downtown St. Louis, which is like a ghost town.
Didn't I send you this article?
I think I sent it. Yes, you sent it to me. I saw it before.
If you'd read it prior,
I saw it when it came out and read it. And So if you're downtown, I don't feel unsafe, but it's empty. And the article gets into how kids are breaking in and skateboarding and whatever. But in the article, they reference a building called the AT&T building. It's 44 stories, all right, tall. Big building, big office building, right? They just sold it for $3.5 million. $3.5 million for a 44-story building in downtown St. Louis.
That's
right?
Dirt cheap.
It is dirt cheap. So I was thinking, I don't know who owns it now. And someone said, well, the problem with that building is there's no parking, apparently. So you'd have, but hey, you've got lots of space to like renovate, right? I said, if I could get 44 families, you each get a floor. It's going to cost you $60,000 to $70,000 to buy a whole floor. In
That's
downtown
crazy.
St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of like what the taxes are. Maybe you get a deal from the downtown from the city or something.
Hold on. As our listeners know, I'm the banker of the three of us. Is there any debt on this building?
It didn't say that it was sold for $3.5 million and they have assumed $150 million in debt. They bought it for $3.5 million. Let's just assume at $3.5 million and they're clear.
That's it.
Okay. Office spaces need to be transitioned into homes.
Is it office space or is it residential space?
I'm sure it's office. It's called the AT&T building.
Oh, yes.
But
then
I'm
it's
saying,
office.
Look, it's empty.
Wait. Can you use Verizon in the building? Well, Verizon work.
Yes. Yeah, I'll say yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe that's part of the deal is you have to switch your phone service to AT&T. But hey, look, I don't know. I mean, cities come and go, but I mean, this is a major city in the United States. Like, I don't know if it's going to go under. Someday it could come back and thrive in some way. But
you
guys know
what I interview with AT&T?
It has nothing to do with Dave.
No, it's true. AT&T, I interview with him. AT&T building.
Do you know that I once had a cell plan from AT&T? Again, a completely non sequitur that has nothing to do with Dave's talking about and just derailed
and I saw an old lady pushing a mail cart with a hairnet. And that's my – I just left. I didn't even go to the interview. I walked out of the building.
That's really bizarre.
What the hell?
I did not
– Okay, back to your regularly scheduled program.
So back to my anyway, do you think this is a good idea? Like, yes, I have to get it rezoned, I suppose, for residential. But, like, you wouldn't have to – look, you could make – you could have a little bedroom. You could have like a huge screen for it to watch a movie or, you know, have the biggest screen ever. You could have a pickleball court. You'd have a huge amount of room.
I knew it would come down to pickleball. I knew it. I knew pickleball would be
pickleball
guard in there for
Dave. You could do whatever. I mean, and imagine like the VR space you could have to like, you know, run around and like, you have, but you just have, you'd have so much space. And if it doesn't work out, $67,000 isn't nothing, but, right? If you get 44 families to do it, it would be like the ultimate kind of party place to have. Like, what?
It would be very cool. But the problem you have with it is the surrounding area is a hellhole.
Yeah, you have to. That's part of the fun is getting in and out would be a bit of a.
Clearly,
yeah.
The owner of this building had to get out and was majorly cash strapped and sold it for pennies on the dollar. The question is not, do you convert it into a cool pad where everyone has ginormous apartments?
Different restaurants on each floor.
Well, there you're thinking.
You have like a Target, you know, like a Walmart.
But, no,
But here's the – hold on. You guys are all missing. No one's going to go there until the area is cleaned up.
No, because then the price will be – it'll be gone. You got to buy it while it's a value. And
put a gym in there, a gym, and that way you get a subscription service.
Huge gym. Huge gym. Yes. And, like, look, the 44 families, you're kind of in it together.
Wait, is that what you want to name the gym? Huge gym? Okay. Huge gym. That's kind of
I think it's a great idea. Huge Jackman. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Huge gym.
He wants to name it Gymmed. G-Y-M-apostrophe-D.
You got to, like, right in office buildings, the bathrooms are centralized, right? They're in one place.
Yes.
Who cares?
In residential, it's a whole new plumbing job. You know, they don't.
It doesn't matter.
Here's the point. And I think this we're getting away from it. I can't imagine a building of that size in an actual legitimate city or somewhat legitimate city like St. Louis could ever be sold, have a price tag that low.
Right. Well, that's – yes, I know.
It's crazy to think about. There are homes that are worth 10x that are an eighth, a 16th of the size.
It boggles the mind when you see this building, how big it is, and say, look, I could have a whole floor for $60,000, and like you could do whatever you want there. Like you could still live on wherever you want to live. Like that's your place to like have some, you could make it into a fun place.
When I was a kid, I always had dreams about buying a mall and living in the mall. Like I would live in the mall. And then my closets would be the different stores, and I would just go to Foot Locker and get something, or I'd go to Macy's and get something to wear, and then for some reason all the food stores would still serve the food. it would be my food.
Well, that's amazing. They're kind of bringing those malls into community centers kind of thing. So
but I would live in the whole mall would be mine.
Oh, the whole mall.
That would be my house. So I think that's kind of what you're saying. It would be cool to make this whatever the hell you wanted to make it.
Well, I'm starting with you guys. I'm going to make a pitch. Yeah. I need – if I get you, I need 41 other
– I would do it.
I would do it too, but I would sit on it. I'm not doing anything to it yet. I'm going to just sit on it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But do you want to pick a floor?
Yes.
Which
13.
One?
13.
13. Yeah.
I have to have the penthouses. I want to have rooftop access.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I think we all share the rooftop. But
you share the rooftop.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
All right. Well, what if I drop the price to $55,000?
Omar's going to be a tough tenant. He's a tough tenant because he's probably going to gamble away a lot of his rent money.
That's true. That's true.
I don't gamble, guys.
I'm kidding.
Where's the rent?
I'm kidding. No, but that is interesting, Dave, because I always – it's so funny you bring that up because I always think about that. What if I had like a ginormous space, like a ball or something like that, and I could do whatever I want with it?
This is reality.
It'd be amazing.
Yes.
There you go. That was an opportunity that we didn't know. We weren't even in the bidding process, unfortunately.
10 years from now, when St. Louis is revitalized, we think we would have had this prime real estate building with the most enormous amount of rooms. It'd be great.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, and I'll get working on the other 41.
There you go. Make it happen.
I think we'll cut off there. Omar, do you have anything else that's popped in your mind before we stop?
I think I don't necessarily think that this is one of our best episodes in some ways, probably because of me. But I will say that this is a monumentous episode because something happened today that has never happened before.
Tell us.
If you look at each of us on our screens, we have incredibly similar backgrounds.
We do. It almost merges like we're sitting next to each other.
Everyone's the listeners can't see this, but each of our backgrounds, the wallpaper is like this like greenish, light green.
Mine's
color.
Like bluish, but yeah. That's what you mean. I you know what? It's so funny because it looks like we are just
in the same room.
In the same room, but in different screens. Combining it because the paint color is almost identical.
How nuts is that?
That's a little weird.
Us and the Chiltern. Yeah, we're quite the designers.
That was a good Tourette's moment for you, Omar. I applaud that one.
Let's end on that.
Good observation.
So next week, stay tuned.
It's 1 a.m. here, by the way, guys. 1 a.m.
All right. He's wrapping it up.
I'm wrapping it up. Next week is a very special 69th episode, and look forward to that. So
69!
See you later, everybody.
See ya.
Smile later.